Welcome to the Alex Ford Podcast, where we bring you the latest strategies to build a six or seven figure online business and quit your 9-to-5 job. You'll hear from the best online entrepreneurs, the top marketers, and the rising stars who are making it happen right now. Right now. Every week, you'll get actionable steps to turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. Here's your host, entrepreneur, world-class trainer, and marketing strategist, Alex Ford.
Hey, what's up? It's Alex Ford here, and welcome to this episode of the Alex Ford Podcast, where today I'm going to be sharing with you the easy three-step formula to build a profitable digital marketing business. And I'm excited to share this with you today because here's the thing. You know, very often I get people that, you know, want to build a digital marketing business, or maybe they are building a digital marketing business, and they come into this with this mindset of overcomplication, right? So when people want to start their first digital marketing business, they think that they have to create fancy blogs, fancy websites, just all these fancy stuff. Or maybe they're doing digital marketing and they're a beginner and they're just so bogged down with like a lot of complex stuff, right? Again, it could be websites, it could be, you know, it could be even fancy cameras. You know, I've got my own home studio here that I absolutely love. But guess what? I only got this about 10 years into the online business game, which if you're listening to this podcast, you can actually watch this as well on YouTube. You can go to alexfordpodcast.com if you want to actually watch it instead of listening. But, you know, people will just overcomplicate things. And, you know, for example, I talked about the studio, right? For the first 10 years of my business, all I used was literally a laptop and a cell phone or mobile phone. That's all I used, right? And then eventually, 5 years into building my business, I decided, okay, I want to start creating videos, right? I was very uncomfortable the first 5 years doing it. But then all I did was just use my phone and that was it, right? So talk about, you know, complication versus, you know, keeping things simple. But then what happens is, now I haven't really, I mean, to a degree, we can say I've overcomplicated buying. I love this type of thing now, right? It's my thing. I've got this podcast, like having a studio. But when people are new, they think that they have to have a lot of fancy stuff to be able to make an income online, but you don't, right? You don't need fancy things. You don't need fancy websites. You can keep things literally super simple. And when it comes to building that digital marketing business, you literally only need three steps or three things to make that happen. And that's whether you're selling your own products, if you create your own products, which for a beginner is not what I would recommend, but you know, whether it's selling your own products or maybe you're selling other companies' products, let's say as an affiliate marketer, right? So when you're selling other people's products, of course, you're promoting their products online and you're earning commissions. So whether you're doing either one of those, there's only three things that you need to have and do to be able to be profitable online. If you're doing any more than these three things, then, you know, that's just going to create confusion. It's going to create overwhelm. And by simplifying everything to these three things, it's going to help you to make money a lot faster, and it's going to help you to get to six figures and even a seven figure online business if that's what you're looking for. So who's excited for these three steps? And by the way, you know, I often coach people to grow their businesses online. And what happens is I do see people overcomplicating things. And look, it's totally normal to do that in the beginning. Even going back almost 12 years ago when I started my first online business, I overcomplicated things as well. So it's totally normal. But when I coach people and people are like, oh, you know, like they're just working too much, they're doing too much, they're overcomplicating things. As soon as I clarify these three things, they're like, oh, wow, that makes sense. And they're able to focus on what they need to do. And really, you got to focus on one step at a time, right? Step one, then two, then three. And then once you get to step three, right, keeping things focused and simple, you're able to make that income. So who wants to know what these three steps are? Let's get into it. So step number one, okay, you need to have an offer. And what does an offer mean? Okay, an offer just means like a product a product that you're going to sell. That's all it is. It's just a product, like a product offer, an offering, right? That's what it's called, an offer. That's kind of the you know, industry lingo. So I'm just going to go with offer, but just keep in mind all that means is product. And I already shared a little bit about this at the beginning, but in terms of products, especially when you're a beginner, the easiest, because it's easiest, this is my recommendation, is to find an affiliate offer. So another company's product, or just another company that you can sign up to be an affiliate, which, you know, generally it's free, right? So Amazon has an affiliate program, Nike has an affiliate program, Sephora. I mean, literally there's hundreds of companies and thousands of products that you can promote as an affiliate without you creating them yourself. You don't have to do customer service, anything like that. You're just able to promote other companies' products online. Easiest way for beginners to get started. And again, you can have your own product as well, whether it's your own digital course, whether you offer coaching, right? Like some sort of coaching, life coach, business coach, could be physical products as well. But number one, you want to have a product. If you don't have a product, there's no way that you're going to make money online. And I see a lot of people do this, right? Like I've got a big following on social media. I think it's probably about 400,000 people, followers in total. But I know how to add value to them. I know how to promote products that are actually going to help people. But I see other people that have just as many followers, right? And what happens is they might even have 10,000, you know, 50,000, 100,000 followers. It doesn't matter. They might have a million followers. But then what happens is they don't have anything to be able to promote, any products. And sure, they've got a big following, but because they're not able to monetize that following, they don't end up making any money, right? And that's very frustrating for people as well, that, you know, that they know how to grow a following, but they don't know how to make money, which we're going to cover all that today. Whether you have an existing following and you don't know how to monetize it, that's what we're talking about. Or maybe you don't have a following, or maybe you don't have a business and you want to make an income online. These are the three steps on how to do that. But again, step number one is you want to have a product. And I want to use a bit of a traditional offer example, right? So you guys actually understand it. And that example is going to be, you know, in the traditional business world, if you were to start a pizza store, right, to sell pizzas, what would you do? Well, you want to sell pizzas. So your offer or your product is going to be pizzas, right? That's what you're going to sell. So once you know, okay, that's the product, but just knowing how to make pizzas isn't going to be enough. What's the next step? It's how are you going to sell that pizza, all right? So we've talked about number one is you want to have an offer. Step number two is you want to have a sales process of how you're going to sell it, right? Super important, right? Because if you have a product, you need to have a way to sell it. So in the sales, in the example of running a pizza store, if you were going to order a pizza, let's say you're the customer, how do you order that pizza, right? What's the traditional ways of ordering a pizza? Well, number one is you make a phone call, right? You're going to call the pizza store and put in your order. That is a way that the pizza store sells the pizza. Another way is you could walk into the store, right? There's going to be a store that you can walk into and place an order, right? There's a physical store. That is a sales process, right? And another way is online. You can place an order online as well, right? There's like typically three ways you can order a pizza, but you got to have that sales process in place so that people can order your product, right? Now, in the online world, specifically with digital marketing, you know, affiliate marketing, then you got to have a sales process as well. And there's two ways that you can have a sales process. So firstly, if you're promoting other people's products online, like other companies' products, so you don't have to create them yourself, with the right company, right, a good company that provides sales materials and support and all of that, they're going to give you the sales process, the way to sell that product, right? So there's not really going to be anything for you to set up necessarily. You could sign up for an affiliate program. As an example, Amazon has an affiliate program. There's lots, right? But you could sign up for an Amazon affiliate program. You could get a link, an affiliate link for a specific product. So if you were going to sell, got a mug here, I've got a Back to the Future mug where I was having coffee just before. If I wanted to sell this mug, I could get the affiliate link for it on Amazon and start sharing that, right, on social media. And then when people go to that affiliate link, they're going to be taken to the Amazon store. And the Amazon store is actually the sales process. That's how they sell the offers, the products. Is this making sense? So that's, you know, important when you're looking for a product sale, especially as an affiliate, you want that sales process. And sometimes depending on the product, especially if they're digital products, the company's going to provide you another type of basic sales process. So that's a big thing that I do, right? I promote my own courses. I promote other people's courses to be able to learn how to make an income online using digital marketing. And the company that I recommend, they provide a simple 2-page website that you can set up with literally within 30 minutes. And all you do is you're importing this simple website. You're not coding, you're not programming, you're not doing anything technical. It's just literally a 2-page website that you can set up. You just change the text, you change the images so that it brands you as a person. And then that becomes, it's called a funnel, by the way. Some of you might know what that is. If you want to learn more, I'm not going to go into explaining what a funnel is, other than it's a 2-page website. If you want to learn more about that, I actually have a free book that breaks all this down. You can get that book at alexfordbook.com. It's an ebook, so it's instant download. That's alexfordbook.com. And I break all of these three steps down in that book as well, even more. But literally, you're importing this 2-page website, you're setting it up. So when people come to this website, they can give you their name, their email address, you know, go through this sales process, maybe watch a video from you on that second page. Could be text as well if you don't want to be on video. Just sharing your experience with that product and why you recommend it. And then from that 2-page website, they get sent to the sales page for whatever product that you're selling. Now, if this is not making sense, don't worry about it, because again, my book at alexfordbook.com explains it even more. There's a couple of free trainings that go with that where I actually show you, you know, on video, sharing my screen, how that looks. Of course, in a podcast, I can only share so much, but just know step number two is you need that sales process. If you're selling digital products, I recommend having a funnel, which is that 2-page website. Okay, so now that we're on step two, we know, okay, we've got the product that you're going to sell. You've got the sales process, which is the way to sell that product. But here's where a lot of people get stuck, right? A lot of people, they might have an affiliate product that they can promote, or maybe they've got their own product, which I don't recommend creating your own product in the beginning. It takes a lot of work. I've created my own courses and things, digital courses and things like that. But the point is, once you have that product, and a lot of people, they have that product, they'll have the sales process, but then they wonder, oh, I'm not making money. Why am I not making money? And that's because the third step is missing, okay? And before I share the third step, you know, having your product, having your sales process, that's like having a car, right? So, you know, you've got the car, you've got the wheels, you know, that's the physical thing, right? But the car is not going to be useful until you actually can drive it and move forward with it and go places. So then what do you need to drive that car? You need to put fuel or petrol or gas, depending on what you call it, wherever you're at. You need to put gas or fuel in the car to be able to actually move forwards and go to places, right? And step three is the gas, which is traffic, right? Now, what does traffic mean? So in its most basic form, traffic is just how you're going to get people to the sales process, which we've spoken. I've already mentioned that 2-page website, which is called a funnel. How are you going to get people to that sales process? And a good example is, you know, if we were talking about, you know, the pizza store, right? So you've got the pizzas that you want to sell. That's your product. You've got the pizza store, or people can make phone calls or submit their order online. But how are you going to get people to the store? Or how are you going to get people to make a phone call? Or how are you going to get people to the pizza store website to place an order online, right? We got to drive traffic, right? That just means people, right, to that sales process. And in the pizza example, there's a few ways that that's done. And if you guys think about whenever you've ordered pizza, maybe you can actually realize how this comes into play. So have you guys ever watched TV and there's an ad for pizza, right? It could be Domino's, Pizza Hut. Obviously, there's lots of different pizza brands, right? There's going to be ads. And at the end of the ad, it said, you know, call us or go to this website to place an order. There's going to be radio ads, right? So when you're driving, listening to the radio, there's going to be radio ads for pizza, right? That's going to drive people to phone calls or the website. There's going to be online ads. Maybe you're on social media, maybe you're on YouTube. And then that's going to, you know, send people to go make a phone call or the website. Another example as well is, you know, still in the traditional way of building a business, if you were to set up, let's say, a store, let's say talking about the pizza store, right? So positioning of that pizza store is very important. And when you're positioning a pizza store or any sort of physical store, it's important to put the store somewhere where there's going to be people walking in front of that store. And when people are thinking about that, you know, they're thinking about the term is foot traffic, because people that walk naturally, like for example, in a shopping center or a mall, they're going to be walking, and that's natural foot traffic, which is important because if you put a store where there's foot traffic, you're going to have people organically walking into the store, placing orders, and you're going to make money. So online, it's called web traffic, okay? And all you got to think is that just means people, right? Driving people to that sales process. So how do we do this online? All right, so online, there's many simple ways to do it. One of them, and which is totally free, is platforms like TikTok is a great platform at the moment. I mean, I know there's a lot of, uncertainties with TikTok, you know, that it might potentially be banned in the US and other countries. I know it's been banned in India. We don't know where that's going to go in the future, you know, but TikTok is still a great platform to get started on right now. Instagram is another one as well, because you can put out, you know, Instagram Reels, which is very similar to TikTok, Facebook Reels as well. And, you know, with these short form videos, it is so powerful because you can literally reach thousands or even millions of people and millions of views very easy and very fast. And get this, you don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. You could if you wanted to. You don't have to show your face if you don't want to. There's lots of ways to do that. I personally recommend, you know, branding yourself, because people trust people, right? People want to do business with people. And that's why I do it, because, you know, when people get to know me and the value that I offer, you know, people will trust me, will build a relationship, and then they want to do business with me, and I can help them to start and launch their own digital marketing business. However, you don't have to do that either that way too. There's platforms like Canva.com, Canva.com. And on Canva.com, you can make short 5 to 10 second videos with text. You can put some music in the background as well, and you can start posting those on social media in video format, literally 5 to 10 second videos. And those videos can reach thousands of people as well, which can help you to get eyeballs, to get people, and drive them to your sales process. To give you an example, one of my videos that has the most views, and this is on Instagram, has 7.7, might be more than that now, but it's got 7.7 million views on Instagram. And get this, all those views were totally free. Now, to help you understand the power of that, I did some numbers. And the numbers were, you know, to get 7.7 million views on Facebook, if you were running paid advertising, and let's say that you were paying about 5 cents per view. Okay, 5 cents per view. I know I'm getting into a little bit of maths here, but this is important to understand. Right? If you're paying 5 cents per view and you get 7.7 million views using paid advertising on Facebook, you would spend $385,000. How crazy is that? $385,000. And I'm talking US dollars here as well. Might be more depending on your currency, right? But 385,000. And I got 7.7 million views on just one video for free on Instagram Reels. And I've got more views on TikTok, Facebook, even YouTube Shorts. I think that video is up to over 20,000 views on YouTube Shorts as well. And that's the power of, you know, social media, especially with the short form video, which is what I recommend for beginners. Again, you can show your face. You don't have to show your face. But what happens is, you know, a lot of people as well, it's just like, okay, so how does that work then? How do you get views and how do you get people to buy stuff? So number one, I just want to answer one question I get a lot before that is, do you have to have a lot of followers? And no, you don't. Because as in the example that I got 7.7 million views with one video, well, guess what? I've got over 330,000 followers on Instagram. And when I started building my Instagram account in 2022, so it was mid-2022, and I was like, I'm going to seriously put focus on Instagram. It took me 2 months to grow that account to 200,000 followers. 2 months, right? So number one, you do not need followers. And a lot of people are like, oh, but you can make money easily because you got a lot of followers. But people forget that everyone starts with zero followers. Everyone, right? And it takes education, developing skills, understanding what I'm teaching you here to be able to know how to make money on social media with zero followers, right? Because everyone starts somewhere, right? And when you start with zero, you can literally put videos out there that get 10,000, you know, you could have zero followers, you can have 10 followers, you can have 100 followers and still put out, you know, 5 second videos that reach thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions of people, and you still don't have that many followers, right? So no, you do not need a following to be able to make an income with digital marketing. And just like I got 7.7 million views on one video, which by the way, I've got other videos that have reached, I've got one that reached 1 million views, another one that reached 2 million views. It's more than got a million views. And I've got other videos, either 200,000 views, 80,000 views, 10,000 views. I even got videos in the 4,000, 3,000 views, right? But that's totally fine because it's still reaching a lot of other people. But I've had, you know, so I've got 330,000 followers on Instagram. And that video, that one video that reached 7.7 million views, I've never had over a million followers on social media, but I still reached over 7 million views and I generated a lot of leads, right? Inquiries from that video. And I made a lot of money and a lot of sales from that one video that reached 7 million views. So do you need followers? Absolutely not, right? Because you can start very simply with short videos that reach a lot of people. And the way that that makes money is, well, number one, you want to be creating content, right? Again, whether you show your face, you can talk, you can not talk, you don't have to show your face either. But if you're creating content that adds value to the person who's going to resonate with the product. So for example, you could be in the health niche, you could be in the relationships niche, you can be in the wealth niche. I'm not going to go into talking about niches and choosing your niches. That's going to be another episode for another time because we can dive deep into that. But let's say that you're in the health niche, in the fitness niche, that you want to create content that adds value to people that love fitness, right? So, you know, how to, you know, get more fit, how to get more energy, how to lose weight, how to build muscle, right? All these things. And you can give free tips. Again, it could be text, it could be you sharing those tips. And then the social platforms, they're going to push those videos to the people that are interested on that content around that topic. And then those people, they're going to watch your content. They're going to follow you. Even if they don't follow you, the way the social media platforms work now is as soon as someone watches one of your videos, then all the next videos that you continue to post, they're going to continue to watch your videos and because the social platforms are going to serve those videos to those people. Let me ask you the question. Have you ever experienced that where you watch one video from a new person on social media and after you watch that video, all of a sudden, every time you go on your newsfeed, you're getting served more of their videos on your newsfeed and you go, you know, another video, another video, another video. Well, you probably never follow that person because you watch one of their videos. Now the social platforms are serving more of those videos to you. And that is the power of, you know, traffic on social media. Again, you do not need followers because you can reach thousands of people, millions of people, and then those people are going to continue to watch your content over time. Now, how is the money made? So of course, as you're creating content that serves an audience, that solves problems for those people, they're going to get to like the content that you create. They're going to get to trust, like to know you, right? To know your name, to know who you are, to like you because you're serving content that's valuable to them. And eventually they're going to get to a point where you're going to be like, oh, I like this person. I like Alex. So I like, you know, Jenny or John or whoever, right? And then what's going to happen as you continue to create content, people are going to, you know, go to your profile. They're going to, you can even, you know, they're going to see the link in your bio, in your profile, right? You're going to click on it. That can send them to a product that, to your sales process, right, that sells a product. You can create more content that directly promotes whatever product that you're promoting. So then what happens is, as you're building your social media account, as you're putting content out there, you're going to either gain a following or viewers. Then you're going to be able to send those viewers, which is called traffic, those people, that traffic to the sales process, which could be the funnel. And then in that funnel, you're going to be recommending the product that you recommend. And then they're going to go to that step one. So we're kind of going in reverse here, which is the product offer, where they're going to be able to learn. And, you know, there'll be the sales page for that actual product. Whew, there we go. There's the three steps. So does that make sense, guys? Like, you know, that's the three steps. If you have, number one, your product that you want to promote, that you want to sell. Number two, you have that sales process, that way that people can buy, or the way that you're going to sell that product. And then step three, you're driving traffic, again, known as people, to that sales process, which goes to that product. You're going to make money, right? And a little bonus tip here as well, which I wasn't planning to go into this, but choosing your product is important, because if you have products where you're going to make $3, $5 per sale, it's going to take a lot of effort. It's going to be very frustrating to be able to make any significant income. But if you're selling products where you can earn $1,000 per sale, so in terms of commissions, $2,000 commission, then really all you need to make is one sale per week to make $1,000 per week, right? And that is life-changing for anyone, right? Personally, I don't like when people promote, oh, you can make $20,000 a month, $50,000 a month, $100,000 a month, which, by the way, is very possible with digital marketing. But I don't like that marketing because it's so far disconnected from people. Like when I first got started into the online business industry, I remember all I wanted to do was just earn an extra $500 per week. Because at the time, I was in $50,000 debt. That was debt from a new car I'd bought. I got credit cards and personal loans to just buy silly stuff, which I won't get into today. I was working a job that I did not enjoy. I was not fulfilling. It was frustrating. I was underpaid. I often argued with my boss. But all I wanted was just to make an extra $500 per week to be able to, and that wasn't even doubling my income per week. It was just, you know, it was close, but it wasn't. But I just wanted to be able to pay for my debt, pay for the bills, so that I could actually breathe and enjoy life a little bit more, right? And, you know, with digital marketing, you know, I don't promote you can make $20,000, $50,000 a month, although it's possible. But, you know, for most people, if you're listening or watching, you might just be like, yeah, I just want to make an extra $1,000 a month, right? That's going to be enough. That's going to give you that ability, you know, to breathe, right? You know, with your finances and all that, and maybe enjoy doing a few extra things for your kids with your family. You know, over time, you could replace your full-time income. You could maybe, you know, get to those higher levels of income if you wanted to. I know many people that don't. You know, many people just want to replace that full-time income, but knowing how to position yourself in terms of products where you could earn just an extra $1,000 per week to start with is game-changing. But you do not want to be selling, well, you can do whatever you want, obviously, but I don't recommend selling products where you're going to be earning, you know, $3, $5 per sale, because trust me, I've done it and it is so frustrating, right? So that choosing that offer is super important. And we may go dive deeper into, you know, different products, offers later in this podcast, in other episodes. I've got amazing interviews coming as well with, you know, top 6- and 7-figure marketers that are going to spill their secrets into how they've been able to build their digital marketing businesses and make that much money, all right? So we might dive deeper into that. But in the meantime, if you want to learn more about this, what products do you choose? What sort of sales process do you set up? Especially if you're a beginner, what sort of traffic or social media platforms do you want to use to be able to generate that income? I would recommend to get my free ebook where I dive deep into that. You'll learn how to build a highly profitable online business in your spare time. And you can do that within 1 to 2 hours per day, or even in the nooks and crannies of your day. So you could do 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, using these three steps that I've outlined, but I'll be diving deeper into that book, and it's totally free. There's also a couple of free training videos that come with that as well, where I actually go behind the scenes and how my processes work in terms of digital marketing. And you can apply that to any product that you want to sell. So again, if you want to get that book, you can go to alexfordbook.com. That is alexfordbook.com, and you'll be able to get access to that free book. But I hope you got value from this, guys. Hey, look, if you did, definitely subscribe to the podcast. You know, you can subscribe on Apple Music, Google Podcast, Spotify. All you have to do is just go to alexfordpodcast.com. That's alexfordpodcast.com. You can listen to all the episodes there, subscribe to your favorite platform. But trust me, there's so much amazing content coming up. And really, we're spilling all the secrets in this podcast, right? If you keep tuning in, you're going to hear from myself, you're going to hear from other six and seven figure marketers, and you are going to get so much knowledge to help you to be able to grow, you know, that six figure mark, you know, digital marketing business, so that ultimately you can quit your 9-to-5 job and be able to have the time to enjoy what you want and spend more time with your family, with your kids and all that. So that's it for this episode. Hope you got value, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Thanks for tuning in to the Alex Ford Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to visit alexfordpodcast.com for more free resources on how to build a six or seven figure online business and turn your digital marketing dream into a profitable and rewarding full-time career. And if you love this podcast, remember to subscribe and follow Alex on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram.